Hello everyone, and welcome to Child's Play. Now this is a podcast that will be mostly about my life, the struggles I go through, and all my rants pretty much, so tune in for an exciting one today. Because it is currently Monday, technically, because it is 12 a.m., and I have an English project due tomorrow that I have to present, and I have everything done except my final draft. Now, I've always thought, I know it's a project, but just homework in general is the dumbest invention. Whoever invented homework, please, like, give us teenagers a break, because there's no point. I just think it's so dumb how they expect, all the teachers expect you to go home and practice what you learned at school. Because home is supposed to be a nice place, a place to relax, a comfy place. Not a place where you're like, oh my gosh, I gotta go home and do homework. So, I am struggling right now. I'm not going to bed, probably. I'm going to stay up all night doing this project. Because and we have to present it, which is the worst thing ever. For every kid. Unless you're in a group. But I was the one kid that was like, well, I'm one of the people that, like, usually tell people what to do in groups. So I'm just going to not be in a group so I don't have to do that. But I realized if I was in a group, it would have helped me because then I don't have to say everything, which is better because you don't want to be that one awkward person just standing up there forgetting to say, oh, the raven, the plot was, like all that stuff. So I'm just currently not in a great mood, but good thing is, there's not really a good thing going on in my life right now. I mean, I just had a good weekend. Went over to a party, and I'm a partier. I do like my good parties, but it was a fun party, I have to say. It was cold, but fun. And then, of course, the day before that, Friday, we had a band competition. And now, I'm not very fond of band because of the fact that we have to go and play during every home game. We have to go to competitions, even when it's like negative 30 degrees out, which it never gets, I'm hoping. And just everything leading up to the competitions. But once we get to the competitions, it starts to get it's a breeze. Because you just do the competition, sit down, talk to your friends, you're done. But it was like 40 degrees. Or 30. It was like 30 Friday. I was not having it. My fingers are freezing. Everything was cold. Even the football players were complaining and they were probably sweating. So it was just a bad day. Pretty sure we lost that game. Like 32 to 28 or something like that. And that was not good. But, you know, also very mad that I'm a fan of the Chicago Bears. So since it's Sunday, I watched the game, saw them lose in overtime to the Dolphins. Did not make me happy at all because we had a chance and then snapped right out of our grasp. That was the icing on the cake, as people say. So that was great. But yeah, I'm just so mad. You know what? I'm actually gonna look up who invented homework because that is the dumbest thing ever. I really want to know because I'm tired of it. Like, and don't even get me started in my history class. My history class, I have like 3 projects to do. But the good thing is, he doesn't put grades in Well, he doesn't, he lets you turn it in at the end of the test. Like, everything's due at the end of the test. So you don't get zeros in until, like, close to the test, which is pretty close to the test. So I might be screwed there as well. But, what? Hang on, give me a second. No, it's great. I'm not going to. There's no point. But, oh my gosh. And I'm sweating when I do. It's not even, it's pretty cold out. So I don't know why I'm sweating. I don't know. Just, everything's a mess. I mean, I'm just hoping that this week will be nice. I'm expecting this week to be nice. Because there's no, I mean, as fun as it was, tennis, I'm in tennis as well. And I love tennis, like, tennis is very fun to play, but there's just, all the practices and stuff just kind of leave you no time, and you're just, because I have tennis and band to juggle with, so my Mondays are destroyed, so I'll have time to go home tomorrow, which will be so nice. I'll probably go home and sleep, because I'm not going to bed tonight, so, and then I won't have, I really won't have to do anything after school anymore, which is nice, because I'm tired of doing stuff after school. Then I can actually start working again, because my job was getting pushed out of the way because I had sports, but now my job can be open, but I can't work in the winter because it's basically landscape, so it's just great. But, oh. And I'm really mad also, just randomly, this came to my mind. I'm really mad because every kid in my grade this summer, over this last summer, just grew up. Every kid, they went from like 5 foot to 7 foot, basically. And I'm still stuck here, and I haven't moved. And I've only told some people this because it just annoys the crap out of me that I have not grown yet, and I've not, my face has not changed at all. Like, it's from 1 to 15, nothing has changed. It's maybe I got rid of freckles. That's all that's happened. It's so annoying though, because like, I've been waiting, but you know, maybe the next 10 years, but probably not. So it's another thing I have to look forward to. And then there's also PSA or SATs, because we already took the PSAT, but junior year I have to take the SAT. That's gonna be super fun. I can't wait. Like, I'm one test determines my whole life. Oh, pff. Sign me up. No, it's the dumbest thing ever. Gosh. Don't even get me started on my room. I was supposed to clean it today. I thought about it. I really did. I'm going to be honest with you. I really thought about it. I cleaned it up like halfway. It's looking okay. Like, it could have been worse, is what I'm trying to say. But it's okay. But I got to say, man, this year will be better than every other year, because sophomore year in high school is pretty much the best year in high school, because freshman year, you're just getting new everything, basically, and then junior year, you have your SATs, and then senior year, you have colleges to look forward to, but sophomore year, you just relax, you just do nothing, you just, you know, enjoy. I mean, you can't really enjoy school, but you enjoy the easy part of it, and you just keep going, basically. But every other year, it's just gonna kick you right in the butt. And I'm not looking forward to it at all. That's why I wish I could just stay in this sophomore year, because so far it's been pretty nice. I have pretty good grades. I'm still in honors, which is tremendous. And nothing's really gone wrong. I mean, nothing bad, but yeah, this year should be a brace, which I'm glad, because I needed one after freshman year. Freshman year was a kick in the butt. I still wasn't, from 8th grade year to freshman year to sophomore year, all of that was crap. Like, I kind of took it as, oh, these grades don't matter, like, even freshman year. I mean, I didn't get, like, Fs or anything, or Ds. It was, like, my lowest grade was, like, a C minus. Or it was a C in biology. Not very good at biology, that's for sure. But still, like, I don't know, it's just, this year better be a breeze. That's all I want. I want is this year to be a breeze. And then next year, I want the biggest glow up of me. I want to get, like, 6'2", and get, like, a nice, like, I don't know, just a nice body. It'd be nice. It would be really nice. I'm sorry if you guys that are listening are just like, what are you talking about? I'm just very tired, and I'm just blaring out at this point because I'm just tired. I don't want to do homework. I don't want to go to school. I'll stay home. Sleep. And just do nothing. Like, that's why, I mean, adulthood's probably not going to be like that, but I'm hoping that I'm going to have, like, some time where I can just sleep in to, like, 11, maybe even, like, 2 a.m., or 2 p.m., and then just do whatever I want the rest of the day. Because I can't even drive out. It sucks, man. I want to drive so bad. Like, I just want to go somewhere. But I'm stuck here. Like, I'm stuck in my house. Unless I ride my bike like any other 15-year-old. Like, I just want to drive. That's all I want to do. I want to get my car. Just a car. It could be like a car that's 3 wheels. I honestly do not care. I just want a car, a driver's license, and I will drive anywhere. Because that sounds fun. As long as I have money. You can't drive without money. That would suck. Because then you'd just be driving. But no, you gotta, like, shop places and stuff. Goodness. Whew. Oh, what time is it? Okay, 12:13, and I have still not started my final draft yet. I mean, I'm not planning on it, because I don't want to, and my laptop just died, which is great, so I was listening to some good songs on Spotify. Not anymore. That was crushed by my stupid laptop, but I'm just tired, dude. I want to go to bed so bad. But there's a lot more important stuff that's happening than my stupid anxiety and pain and all that. So I need to look at that and think, hey, I'm not some kid who doesn't have a mom and a dad or a home and that's living on the street. So I should look up to life. Yeah, that today's not the day to, like, tell me that, because today I would just be like, well, I feel like that. I feel like I'm some guy that doesn't have a home or something. But usually I'm fine. I just get up. I'm like, guess what? I had homework. Didn't do it. That's okay, though. Then I get to that class and I'm like, oh, still didn't do the homework. That's okay, though. I can just tell them, hey, didn't do your homework. Sorry. I'll do it later, or something. Like, I'm very chill when it comes to that stuff. But then I just can't. You know what I want? I want coffee. I want some coffee in my life right now. That would be great. Just give me it. Oof, I don't even know what I want. I don't like black coffee, though. Black coffee's not my... It just doesn't seem good. It's just too dark and bitter. I need, like, sweet coffee. Like, I want, like, a caramel frappe from, like, McDonald's right now. That sounds... sounds to die for. But it's 12:16. Don't think they're open. And if they're open, I don't feel like going there right now because there's probably a bunch of white vans driving around or creepos out there, and I do not want to meet any of them. Because I can run, but sometimes I just have those days where I'm like, well, I can't run. I can't even get up my steps. Like, it's just bad. But. Oh, not another horrible thing that's happening soon. Winter. Winter. Cold. Just cold in general. I do not like anything that's not summer, spring, even fall, I don't mind. But it's fall now, and it was pretty cold Friday. But, like, I'm talking about, like, 60 or 50 degree weather is okay. Because that's considered fall, basically. But this winter, where it's about to be 30, 20, 10, I'm not ready for that. That is not, that's going to hit me. That's going to hit me in an angle I never expected. Because every year, they always say, this year, the winter is definitely going to be the worst winter we've had. It's going to be the worst one ever in the history of the world. And every year, it gets worse. So, every time they say that, it just makes me one more... It just adds to the depression factor. And my depression factor is usually not high. So when they do that, it's like, ah. Well, I mean, what can you do? Can't control the weather. I'd move, but I'm 15. So it's not like I can, oh, bye mom, bye dad. You know, I'm just gonna move out of the house, you know, start my own life. 15. No, I can't do that. But. I just want money, honestly. Because I've been looking at some nice things, like a new tennis racket, some Apple AirPods, a new phone for crying out loud. And yes, my phone. It may have crappy quality, I really don't know. But don't think I have like a, 7S. No, I have a 5S. Yeah, so we've already doubled my generation of phone. Because we already have the X out, which is great. Honestly, just lightens my day. To know that I have the slowest phone ever. Because it takes like 2 minutes just to load up every app I have. So I'm sitting there in class trying to listen to my Spotify, waiting 2 minutes to load into Spotify, and then click on my playlist, another 2 minutes. So, can't wait to get a new phone. That would be nice. And then a car would be nice. Just, there's a lot of money things that I want that just require money that I don't have. I mean, I have money, but it's not like a surplus of money. I'm not out here buying, like, Chevys and, what did I say, Chevy? Corvettes, expensive stuff, Supreme clothes. I'm not out here buying that stuff. But... I just can't wait until we're just gone and away from winter and it's spring again and there's no more of this whole cold. I mean, it's barely started, which makes me even more happy. No, I'm not happy about it, but it just makes me even more mad that the cold hasn't even started. It barely started Friday. Like, Friday was like, here you go, here's your little warning about winter. So once this passes and it goes to spring, dude, that'll be nice. Then I'll have my birthday, it'll be nice. I'll chill out, then summer comes, ooh, that'll be nice. Because by then I might have my driver's license, maybe even a car, probably not. And then I'll have a job, but I'll be making money, so I'll be looking at it that way instead of the whole, oh, you have a job. No, I'll be like, oh, I'm making money. So that's good. And then, but then fall will roll around again, and then school will start up. See, like, right now, you're just in, I'm in a bit of a pickle, as you could say, because right now is, like, it's not the climax yet, because the climax is winter. Once it reaches winter, that's the climax, where everything just starts going downhill. Like, I start freezing, I start getting sick, and when I get sick, because I have asthma, it just flares into, like, some new disease, and they're like, oh my gosh, you have schizophrenia, and I'm like, what's that? And they're like, I don't know, but you should take this once a day, miss 7 days of school, and you'll be good. Like, and then I have to make up that work, and then the work just piles on, because I have to, usually there's, every 7 days there's a test or something, so I have to throw on a test in there, and it just gets worse and worse and worse, you know? But what I have to do is I have to keep looking positive. I cannot think about this stuff. I have to look to the higher purpose. That makes no sense. I have to look. I have to put myself above all this crap. And I have to look at, hey, at least I'm not some person that doesn't have a mom or a dad and is on the street begging for money and scavenging for trash food like a raccoon. I have to look at it that way instead of, hey, I have school and winter's coming and tennis just got over, which I'm really sad from that. Which makes me mad because I really wanted to go to state this year for tennis, but sadly, we didn't, but I'm feeling next year. Next year, we're going to state no matter what. Because I play doubles, and me and my partner have been working our butts off forever to try to get to state. I know it's only been 2 years, but we've been battling against these giant teams. Because since we're one doubles, if you know anything about tennis, the lower the number, the harder the opponent, basically. So if you're one singles, that's the hardest opponent, if the lineup's correct. And one doubles is like the best doubles team. So we usually go against like seniors, and we're sophomores or freshmen. Like we were last year, we were freshmen going at seniors. Now we're, because we were two doubles, but they still had seniors on their two doubles, because it's still good. So we went against a bunch of seniors this year because we were one doubles, and it was fun because when we won, we just destroyed some seniors and were sophomores. So when we lost, we were like, hey, they're seniors, we're sophomores. It's okay to expect that because we'd always ask them. We'd be like, hey, what grade are you guys in? They'd be like, seniors. We'd be like, what grade are you in? We'd be like, sophomores. They'd be like, oh, okay. So that was a good feeling. But yeah, so I'm probably going to wrap it up here because I still have to do my homework and I'd like to get that done. So maybe I could get sleep. I'm still debating, basically. My laptop turned on, so that's good. But I'm going to wrap it up here, so I really don't know how this app works. I'm going to be honest with you. So if you can follow, do it. If you can like it, if you can like the podcast or this episode, please do it. That'd be nice. And I will probably keep... Is it raining? Oh my gosh, it's raining. I mean, raining's soothing, but... Anyways. I will be probably uploading episodes weekly. Or maybe two times a week. If I'm... That'll be like, don't expect that. Expect once a week. Or expect... Maybe even expect once a month and be happy if I post four times a month, which is once a week. So, I will see you guys in the next episode. Peace.